Welcome everyone, Bez Hashem. We continue with Dir Shemashun Simin Vav Siv Gimel, Shir number 18. Today is Vav Adar Beis Toshin Pei Beis, March 9th, 2022. We are discussing the halachas of Elokai Neshama this morning. We have discussed already that when a person wakes up in the morning, you say Maida Ani, you wash your hands, and you say Ashiyotzar. Ashiyotzar is the bracha which we make for the guf, for the body. Ashiyotzar is in the body, and the Elokai Neshama is the bracha of the neshama of the soul. Says the Mechaber, Sif Gimel, Birchas Elokai Neshama, Eina Pesaches V'Baruch. The bracha of Elokai Neshama does not begin with a Baruch Ato Hashem in the beginning. B'bnei Yishuhu Birchas Hohidah. Because it is a berachas hoidah, it's a bracha of thanks. O berachas hoidah is ein poischois bebaruch, and a bracha of hoidah does not begin with a baruch, with the word baruch ato Hashem, the words baruch ato Hashem in front of it. Kimoish metzino berachas agasham, just like you find by the berachas agasham, the bracha of the rain. Also, we're saying here does not begin with a baruch ato Hashem. Okay, so that's step number one. Step number one is Elokai Neshama does not begin with the Baruch Ato Hashem. We're in chapter 6, number 3, as opposed to other brachas that we are familiar with until now. And it's a Birchas Haidah, it's a bracha of thanks to Hashem, and therefore a Birchas Haidah does not have to begin with a Baruch Ato Hashem. Says the Mishnah Sif Katan Yud Beis. We're in the bottom of the page now in the Mishnah Sif Katan Yud Beis, number 12. Ve'eina bracha Hasmuch lechaverto. It's not what's called a bracha which is near its friend. What does a bracha near its friend mean? What does that mean? We know we're supposed to make friends in life. Never heard of a bracha making a friend. So we'll explain what that means in a second. Lachain, Rishoy loymar baboike bakumoy adalakai neshama. You're permitted, therefore, to make the brachas in the morning until elakai neshama. So in other words, you would say, Al Nitilas Sedayim in the morning, in your house, you could say Ashiyotzar right after you use the restroom, and then when it comes to L'kai Neshama, you can wait and say that in shul. That's what the Mishra just told us. But Beis HaKnesses Yaschi L'kai Neshama, and in shul you start, you begin the L'kai Neshama. Now, before we continue, let's backtrack for a second. You have the place, by the way? No? If you bring it to me, I'll... So bracha smuch l'chaverta is as follows. You start with the baruch ato Hashem, and then the next bracha does not begin with the baruch ato Hashem. Let's give an example of this. We have... Say again? Okay, Ashiyatzer is a good example. I want to give a different example. You'll see why in a minute. Okay. Tfilas Adarach. That's Tfilas Adarach. Okay, so Tfilas Adarach begins Yihi Rotzoin. Doesn't begin Baruch Ato Hashem. It's all question what kind of bracha Tfilas Adarach, what kind of category of bracha is it? Is it a personal Tfilah Bakasha? And the truth is, we're not learning Hilchos Tfilas Adarach now, but one should know that the correct approach is that each individual recites the bracha of Tfilas Adarach by themselves. The incorrect approach is for, let's say, the driver or one person in the car or truck or school bus to recite for everybody. This mistake probably came about because you have, let's say, the bus leader, the camp leader, or the Rebbe on the bus who is saying for all the children, and the children are going to say amen afterwards, and then that's how you grow up. You think that's the way you're supposed to be done. Now, maybe that's where the mistake came from. But really, the correct approach is that each person makes his own bracha. Let's put that aside for now. However, the best approach, the place can talk about, when you say Tfilas Derech, if you can, if you want to eat some mezainas, you want to eat a shahakol, take a drink, then you make a bracha achrona. After you make a bracha achrona, as soon as you go from the bracha achrona, you make a bar in the fashas rabbis, right? As soon as you end the bracha achrona, go straight into the Tfilas Derech. Then you say Yehiratzon right away. You make the Alamechia, you finish the Alamechia, go straight into the Tfilas Adarach. That's a bracha, samuch, next to chaverta, is friend. So we're saying here, the first opinion that the Mishnah is bringing down from the Torah, is that Ashiyah Elokai Neshama is not a bracha smuch al chaverito. Okay. Therefore, for those who use the art school sitter, you'll notice that the order of how the brachas are set up in the morning is al netilas yadayim, asher yatzar, birchas haTorah, then elokai neshama. And if you notice on page 18, and I'm not an expert in the art school sitter, so I know all pages by heart. I just happened to look at it last night, okay, or yesterday. It says some recite the Lekai Neshama at this point after Asher Yatzar. Why do they do that? Because they do want to connect, and that's what we're going to say in the next line of the Mishnah Brura. They do want to connect Asher Yatzar to Lekai Neshama, which it seems like the wording of the Mishnah Brura we're going to see right now is the more ideal approach. So let's see that right now. Three lines down over here, it says, Mikomokon Yesh Lasois Atzad HaYoyset Toif. Right? Sounds like it's a better approach. Atzad HaYoyset Toif. The better approach is, LaHasmich Elakai Neshama LeBechas Asher Yatzar. To connect Elakai Neshama to the bracha of Asher Yatzar. V'ayim Ibir HaGra, B'Simim Mem Vav. Take a look at the Gra in Shulchan Aruch in Simim Mem Vav. Shedaita Gamkin DeBechas Elakai Neshama Smucha LeBechas Asher Yatzar. And he says, in fact, the Gros says, yes, that we do define Elokai Neshama as a bracha, smucha lechaverta, not like the Mishnah Brura brought from who? From the Torah, three lines above. And therefore, you should make sure to say Asher Yatzar after, right before, and then after you say Elokai Neshama. That's the correct approach. That's the best approach. And therefore, ideally, that's what you should do. Clear?
Yep.
Good. Now, im loy beruch birchas elokai neshama, a new point now. Let's say for whatever reason, person did not make the bracha of elokai neshama until after he davened Shmoyne Esrei. We're going to see now, there's an opinion that says he should not say elokai neshama after Shmoyne Esrei. Why not? Because he already has said Mechayim Esim. Once he says Mechayim Esim, Hashem brings the mace, the person who's not alive, back to life. That's similar to what? Elokai Neshama. Because when the person sleeps at night, what happens is the Neshama goes up to Shemayim. And if the whole thing goes up, then that's over. But when we're saying Mechayim Esim, Hashem brings the mace that is not alive back to life. He's resurrecting the dead. So that's similar to Elokai Neshama. Says the Mishnah Brura here, if you didn't make the bracha, now it's you already daven now Shmoneh Esrei. Right? You should not make the bracha alakai neshama after tefila. Tefila means after Shmoneh Esrei. Because since you already said the words mechaye hamesim, Hashem resurrects the dead. It's similar to the fact that Hashem brings the person who's not alive back to life. Hashem gives the neshama back to the person. Of Elokai Neshama. That is brought down from the Pri Chadash, one of the Achrayim, that the Mishnah brings down. However, so, if you take a look over here, and it starts really on the previous page, This Shari Tshuva, this lengthy Shari Tshuva, this discussion right on top of you, okay, we're not going to go see it inside, but thank you for showing me about it on the screen. He goes through a whole back and forth. And I'll just tell you outside a little part of the question. A very common question. You wake up middle of night. You wake up middle of night. For whatever reason. You have to go to the bathroom. You have to go... You hear a baby crying, right? Whatever it might be. Do you say Elokai Neshama? When you wake up middle of night, do you say Elokai Neshama? So, the maskana, the conclusion is, based on the Rambam, the Kesef Mishnah, explained the Rambam, that's what the Shari Tshuva brings down, that we don't. However, there are those that say you do. There are approaches, and it is brought down here in this lengthy Shari Tshuva, that discuss dami. That's the words he brings down over here. If you want to say the kind of Shama, The Kiva Rishon, in other words, you get up at 2 o'clock in the morning, you go to the bathroom, whatever reason why you woke up, when you come back, so that, well, if you can't go back to sleep, that's already you're up now for the day.
Oh, yes,
that's a different story. But this, we're talking about when you woke up and you do want to go back to sleep, but you already Kiva Rishon, you woke up. So he says here, Shapir Dami. I'm bringing this down from the Shari Chu, which is not how we pass it. But he brings down opinions like this that say that you when you wake up for the real waking up for the day, it's now 6:30, whatever time you wake up in the morning, you say it again without concluding Baruch Atah Hashem Machzer Neshama Sekar Meisim. But you would still say Elokai Neshamish Nesativi, right? That you could still say. And we said it's a Birchas Hoidah. You're thanking Hashem. Yes. Just to repeat the question. The question is: let's say a person wakes up a few times in the middle of the night. Would he say it every time he wakes up? So the lashon over here is the Imroitz Eloyim Elokai Neshamim Bekima Harishoina. It sounds like it's specifically that first time he gets up. Even though he's going to be going back to sleep afterwards. But it wouldn't, in other words, a person knows. That's he has to get a few times in the middle of the night. So he's not going in. Once again, I want to be clear. We don't pasken like this.
Right.
But according to that understanding of it, it's good to know the basic background of the machlekes, of the sugya, that the person, according to that understanding, would say it only the first time, not every time. Back in to the Mishnah when he quotes the Shari Tshuva. So once again, the Shari Tshuva mefakik mo'ayd bedin zeh. He disagrees with the Pri Chadash. And he says, what was the Pri Chadash? Once again, the Pri Chadash was that if you didn't say L'kai Neshama and you daven Shemoneh Esrei, you cannot go back and recite L'kai Neshama because you already said Mechayim Eisim Shemoneh Esrei. So the Shari Tshuva disagrees. The Masik the Alkoponim in Be'esh Amar Berchas Mechayim Eisim. Hayu B'dayt Levaruch Alakai Neshama Achar Tfila Roshoy Achar Kach Levaruch Ayn Shematan. Chayim Mashu Shema Godim. Fine. So he says like this. He says, let's say you're a Damish Shemoneh Esrei, and you're about to get to the Bracha Mechayim Eisim, and Hashem resurrects the dead, and you realize, wait a minute, I didn't say L'Kai Neshama this morning.
Right.
For whatever reason. And you want to say L'Kai Neshama after Shemoneh Esrei. You can't say Milo Shemoneh Esrei. You can't do that. Right? So at that point in time, in your mind, what you're saying is that the Brach of Mechayim Meisim is not going to, we'll call it, wipe out the Brach of L'Kai Neshama. And therefore, you'd be permitted to say and recite L'Kai Neshama afterwards.
Wow.
That's what he says is the best approach, if you remember at that point in time. L'maisa, it seems like you do have who to rely on, and what to rely on, if you still do want to say and do say the bracha of L'Kai Neshama, even after Yidavin Shemoneh Esrei, and you say Mechayim Eisim. In regards to the text of the bracha, I'm sorry?
As long as you have that kavana that you know.
Well, that's the best approach.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. That's the best approach to have that kavana that you still want to recite. You still want to recite.
But you have to have that kavana, otherwise you couldn't do it.
No, so I'm saying, I just said that the best approach is that you should have that kavana. But even if you didn't have that kavana, there is who to rely on
to
still say the bracha of L'Kai Neshama. Meaning, the Shari Tshuva, Mrs. Mefakim Bo'ivin in Zeh. He doesn't like that approach. Now, what he's saying is that it's best to have in mind, but let's say you didn't have that. Let's say only after you finish one essay you realize, wait a minute, I didn't say L'Kai Neshama this morning. So there is who to rely on and what to rely on to still say the Bracha L'Kai Neshama. Now, if you don't say the Bracha L'Kai Neshama, so you basically already said it, according to other opinions. Okay. In regards to the nusach, the text, lo yoymer atu yitzarto b, rak atu yitzarto atu nafachto b. So he's just explaining over here the text of the correct version, how it should be recited. It shouldn't be atu yitzarto b, you formed me, atu nafachto b, you blew inside of me, but rather it's atu yitzarto atu nafachto b. The inside of me, the b, me, is only after nafachto. Let's continue now with Sif Dalet. Let me give a little introduction to Sif Dalet. Sif Dalet is going to be discussing something that we don't do today. And in Sif Dalet, you're going to have a scenario where one person would make the bracha of the Berachas HaShachar in the morning, and then his friend would answer Amen to his brachas. Then the next person would turn to his friend, he would make the brachas, and the next person would answer Amen. I'll go all the way around like this. When they would all actually get to start davening, I don't know, maybe they started another half an hour earlier, I don't know to tell you. Why do they do this? Because they want to make sure they get their 90 Amens in for the day. Now, that's why they wanted to do this. So, the question is this permissible? Or is this a concern, making a bracha shenet tzricha? Making a bracha, that's not necessary. So what we're going to say is, it is permissible, they're allowed to do it, that's the mechaber. We're going to see in the Mishnah Brura, that's not our minhag, that's not what we do. Another point is that if a person follows suit the way that Chazal created the brachas, you'll get your 90 amens throughout the day properly. You just, in other words, the word tzaddik is an acronym. Tzaddik is 90 amens. Dalet is the four times you say kedusha, and yud is 10 times you say kaddish, and then the kuf is 100 times to make 100 brachas a day. That's tzaddik. Okay. If you follow, we'll get to the meya brachas b'chol yom. You follow the whole procedure. So, generally speaking, you know, you're going to shul, you're hearing brachas, you're saying amen. Throughout the day, you'll get your 90 amens. So I'm not sure exactly why they wanted to do all this, but b'kitzer, that's what they wanted to do. The Mechaber says, Sif Dalet, Yesh noigin she'achar she'berech echod berachas ha'shachar v'onu achar of amen. There are those that wanted to follow this approach, that after one person said the brachas of berachas ha'shachar, and the answer, Amen, Choyzer Echad Meha'inim Amen, Vavarech Va'inin Achar of Amen. Then that person just answered Amen, he went back and made the brachas, and then the next person answered Amen. Because Seder Ezeh Oisin Kol Oisom, She'onu Amen Techila. And this is what they did, all those who answered Amen first, they went to the next person, they made the brachas, so the next person can answer Amen. By the way, the Gemara says that the one that answers Amen is even greater than the one who makes the bracha. So they want to make sure they get their amens in there. So here's a bigger problem even. I want to first translate the words and explain from an example. Don't have tainas on what they're doing by saying they're doing something wrong, because if you answer amen to someone's bracha, you already fulfilled your obligation for the bracha. What's he referring to? So you have a scenario like this. Many shuls, Leil Simchas Torah, the night of Simchas Torah. Women, children, they come to shul. After a few hakafas, many shuls, the Rav makes Kiddush. The Rav makes Kiddush, they have a little break, because to go all the way with seven hakafas might be too much. There's a shayin halach about this, fine. But that's many shuls. The Rav, what's he going to do when he makes Kiddush? What's he going to do the last baracha? The last bracha is what? The last bracha is Shechion. Right? So, if an Isha already lit candles, which is the correct approach, right? For many minhagim like this. If she already lit candles, so what did she do when she lit the candles? She made Shechion. So, I know I've heard a Rav, when he makes Kiddush, before he makes Kiddush, he says, if you already lit candles and made Shechianu, you should not answer Amen when I make Shechianu. Wow. Because if you answer Amen, then it's like you're making the bracha. So that's what he's discussing over here. He says, don't ask a Shiloh on them that how could you answer Amen and then go make your own bracha? You just fulfilled the bracha. That's not a problem. Why not? So he explains, which the truth is, this same solution could be also by Simchas Torah, but that's already given to a whole shear, and when you're making Kiddush, you don't want to get into the whole shear, okay? He says, "Ve'im aralein v'loymer shegivar yotzu ba'mein shonu b'tchila mibnei shehamavarich einim bechavin lohitzi achirim." Va'afilu im hayam avarich mechavin lohitzi achirim heim mechavin shiloy lotzis bebrachasay. So, it's two solutions. Because number one, what was the question once again? Question was that don't say what they're doing is wrong because if you answer amen, you can't go back and make the bracha bechas hashachar afterwards. Because you just said amen, it's like you said the bracha. No, because the one who said the bracha did not have the one who's listening in mind. As well as the one who's listening in mind did not have intention to be part of the one who's making the bracha of his bracha. So therefore, it's not a problem. And technically, the lady, if she knows this, she could also. But like I said, when it's time to make kiddush, you don't give explanations of a shir. Okay? That's why, fine. Okay. That's probably one of the worst times to give a shir when it's time to make kiddush. Okay. Sif kotin yigimul nemishvir says, yesh noyagin. Those that have the minig of doing this approach of saying the brachas and everybody answers amen and then continue. The kavanasim hukidei shiyashim kolechon ad sadi amenim l'yoyim, and their intention of doing this is that each one should be able to fill the 90 amens throughout the day. In my house, when my children have a project to get to, I don't know, like 1,000 amens, you know, or for X amount of time. So my 7-year-old, my Chana, that's not her class's project, she's the one who's always marking down. She says, how many was that? Who said it? 5, 6? Okay, fine. Fills in the circles, the boxes, you know? Okay. The Ayim Shari Tshuva, she yeshim efakim kemisa. Look at the Shari Tshuva, that there are those who are not so comfortable with such approach. And one reason that they're not so comfortable because maybe you're causing a bracha shina tzricha, okay? Because if like we discussed, that if you do have a mind to be yaitzei, right? Okay, fine. Now he says, look at the tshuva miyava, one of the tshuva svarim. Hello, the lidon shenoygin shaloi lotzis bebrichos hashatz. According to us, that we have the minig that we're not yaitzei with the bracha of the chazin. The kuliyama mutilasis came. He says, it's not a problem. You can do this. It's not a problem. That one person can make the bracha, and the next person answer amen afterwards. Another reason why they're not so comfortable with this approach is because of Beroiv Am Hadras Melech. Beroiv Am Hadras Melech. In other words, when you have individuals doing things privately, that's not as great as when you have a multitude, a group of people doing it together. And when they have Mitzvah Shem, week from today is Tanya Esther. Week from tonight will be Purim, and we're going to lay in the Megillah. And it's brought down that you want to go to a daven place where the most amount of people in town. Okay, the other factors taken to account as well, but the same concept of Beroiv Am Hadras Melech, when you have more people doing the mitzvah, it's greater covered. Greater glory to Hashem. Primogodim kosav the roy ato shloi loymar the korong kiim hashatz. Nowadays, says the Primogodim, the best approach is that only the chazan should doing this out loud. Ayin sham, take a look over there for more explanation. Al kain kol makom makom yasek if he min hagoy shikol echad yesh loy amilis moy. So here also he says each person has who to rely on. Has who to rely on whether or not they can go around the shul and each person will say amen to the next person's brachas and make it himself, but rather the best approach, says the Prima Gadim nowadays, is that one person, the chazan, makes the brachas and everyone answers amen. Says the Mishra Sefkad Nugadalit, Shikvar Yatsu. So the Mechaber said that don't have complaints on such an approach that they already fulfilled the mitzvah. Bilvush Masha Shein Yochel Lohitzi Birchas Hashach Bepachas Me'asara. It's interesting, Levush here. The Levush says that you cannot be mighty others. Their obligation of Berachas HaShachar with less than 10 people. So what I mean is like this. Let's say a person's listening to the Chazan, and the Chazan's making the Brachas, and you're answering Amen. The Levush will say, if in order for that to work for you, to fulfill your obligation, it has to be a scenario that what? That there's a minion already. Now there are some shuls that are makbid, before they start Brachas, they have 10 people. Before they said, right? Before they, it could be based on this. Even though nowadays We're not making the brachas to be mighty others. Okay. Vayim from a garden in the mitzadid b'soyv dvarav loymer the dafke v'baki a mighty pachas miyasaris. Only if an expert person who knows the davening, that's when he cannot be mighty unless you have 10. Our b'she'ein baki, but the person who's davening is not an expert. Ein sarach asara afla lavush, even according to lavush, he would not be. He would not need 10. Okay, so that was the end of Simon Vav. In Siv Gimel, we spoke about the bracha of Lakai Neshama, and we spoke about the fact that whether or not you should say it right after Ashi Yatzar, the Mishmur says, even though there's who to rely on, if you don't say it right after Ashi Yatzar, the best approach, you said twice, is to say Lakai Neshama right after Ashi Yatzar. That was Siv Gimel, as well as that if you didn't say Elokai Neshama before Shmon Esrei, so there's those that want to say that you should not say it afterwards because you already said Mechayim Esim. Shaar Tshuva is not so comfortable with that approach. And ideally, if you do remember before you daven Shmon Esrei, or while you daven Shmon Esrei before the bracha of Mechayim Esim, should have in mind that bracha should not be going on Elokai Neshama, and then you could say it afterwards. In Sif Dalib, we spoke about those who want to make the 90 amens on a day, so then each one will make their different brachas, and we said nowadays the chazan is the one who says the brachas, and we answer him into that. Mitzvah Hashem, we will continue next time with Simen Zayin Din Levarich Berachas Ashi Yatzar Kol Ayoyim Achar Tosmayim, that a person should make the bracha Ashi Yatzar every time after he uses the restroom.